In our holy hour this evening, we are invoking the prayers of St. Luke for physicians. We celebrated the feast of St. Luke on Tuesday, October 18th. And St. Luke is one of the two people in the New Testament who are referred to as physicians. The other one is Jesus. Jesus calls himself a physician. He says that those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. And he continues, "I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." Jesus is the divine physician. Jesus has come to heal us. Jesus compares his healing, or applies rather, his healing to the forgiveness of sins, to the call to repentance. And so Jesus' healing is certainly a healing that is more than physical. It's a healing of the whole person. It's a healing from the afflictions of the spirit. And it might be easy to say that Jesus' healing is spiritual, and that's something different from physical healing, or what it means to be a physician who heals the physical body, as Luke seems to have been, a physician who healed the physical body. But that division that in our culture is prominent, that division between body and soul, between matter and spirit, wasn't a sharp division in Jesus' time, in Jesus' culture. And Jesus certainly showed great interest in the bodies of those whom he came to heal. Jesus performed many, countless almost, physical healings. Jesus raised the bodies of the dead on several occasions. Jesus' mission embraces the healing of the whole person. Certainly the healing of our spirits, healing of the afflictions that can oppress our spirits. Jesus cast out evil spirits. Jesus forgave sins. But Jesus came to heal the whole person. Jesus came to bring us, body and spirit, to everlasting life. He rose in his body. And indeed, the resurrection is the greatest bodily healing. In the resurrection, Our bodies are healed not only from sickness, but from death. Are healed from all suffering, all the consequences of sin. St. Luke, as I said, is the other physician who is mentioned in the Bible. St. Paul calls Luke the beloved physician in his letter to the Colossians. And St. Luke is a physician of, much like we might think of physicians, like those who are working in the hospitals in our neighborhood. He's a healer of bodies, but St. Luke is also an evangelist, and one who is promoting the deeper healing that Jesus came to bring. One who is announcing the gospel, the good news of the salvation of Jesus Christ. Tonight we pray for physicians. And like St. Luke, we pray that they may be physicians who share in the mission of Jesus. Share in his healing, in his work of healing body and spirit, his work of renewing the whole person. We pray that all our beloved physicians whom we may know and love, and the physicians, so many of them who are doing wonderful work in this neighborhood, we pray that they may understand their work as the work of God, the work of Jesus, the divine physician, who came to call sinners to repentance, who came to heal the whole person, the body and the spirit. We pray that our beloved physicians may imitate St. Luke in healing not only with chemical medicines, not only with surgical procedures, but with the love that God is, and that they may truly be healers of their patients. And that with them, they may share in the ultimate healing, the healing of the resurrection, the healing of heaven, the healing to which all Jesus' healing and all Luke's healing points, to the healing that God desires for each one of us, and certainly for the physicians for whom we pray tonight, for their patients, the healing that will be complete when all things are restored in Christ.